Chapter 2. Wilson pulled the limousine up to one of the security gates outside FBI headquarters. I sat in the back seat with four of my aspects. JC, Ivy, and Tobias had been with me the longest and had the most experience in the field. And based on what Agent Carville had told me over the phone, it sounded like this case might require the services of Chin, my computer expert. Chin hadn't been out on a mission since he helped me reconfigure a computer system that had been rigged to an explosive device. After the Longway incident, Chin seemed perfectly happy to work from home and avoid putting his life on the line. Though I'm not sure he fully understood what would happen if I died in the field. He sat quietly, looking out the window at the monolithic FBI complex. "It's kind of ugly, boss," Chin said, peering through the pair of sunglasses he always wore. Ivy nodded.
"Yes, I don't think architecture is the government's specialty."
"I think it's kind of cool," JC said.
Ivy groaned.
"You would. It's male chauvinism cast in stone."
"Looks like a medieval castle made of concrete," JC countered.
Ivy and JC were engaged in a complicated love-hate relationship, and I could never keep track of what phase they were in at any moment. I still didn't understand what a macho ex-Navy SEAL and a thoughtful, sensitive psychologist saw in each other, but I suppose it was the classic opposites attract phenomenon at work.
"The uncompromising features of the building are consistent with typical brutalist architecture, which does have the reputation of being harsh and unattractive," Tobias explained. "However, I feel that reputation is somewhat unfair. Though the design does purposefully exude an air of aggression and rigid conformity, it's important to note that brutalism has direct ties to post-war utopianism and represents an avowed attempt to connect the materials of a building to its design in a truthful and unpretentious manner."
"So you're saying the outside of the building is at least more honest than what's inside?" Ivy replied.
Tobias smiled.
"To some degree, yes."
Before Tobias could continue with his architecture lecture, the security guards finally confirmed my credentials and waved us through. Wilson drove the limo into the depths of the underground parking facility. Once he'd found a parking space, the aspects followed me into the elevator that took us to the lobby. In past meetings with Frank, I'd often had to wait in the lobby for frustratingly long periods of time, so I was surprised to find Agent Carville waiting for me at the check-in area.
"Thanks for coming on such short notice, Mr. Leeds," she said.
She reached out her hand and I shook it. "You can call me Stephen, Agent Carville," I said.
"And you can call me Evelyn,"
she replied with a smile. She had an athletic, willowy physique, with pale skin and strawberry blonde hair. Ivy placed her in her late 20s or early 30s.
"We've been at a loss on how to proceed with this investigation. Frank didn't want to call you in, but I insisted that we needed all the help we could get. Her breathing seems elevated, and her speech quickened," Ivy commented. "Either she's nervous about meeting you, or Frank's being his usual curmudgeonly self again."
I nodded in agreement. We walked to another set of elevators. I stepped in, followed by the four aspects, leaving Evelyn to hold the door open for much longer than needed. She turned to me.
"Frank told me to hold the door open for them. Are they all in?"
"Thank you," I said. "Yes, they're all in. I only brought four with me."
"Why so few?"
she asked.
"I thought you had over 40 of them."
"It's difficult for me to imagine more than four or five at a time, unless I'm in a very controlled space."
"I see,"
was all Evelyn mustered in response. The elevator stopped at the fourth floor, and we followed Evelyn down a hallway teeming with agents. "You mentioned on the phone that this investigation involved cybersecurity of some kind," I said.
"Yes, that's right. I apologize that I wasn't able to share any more details over the phone. There's been a major information security breach of a government agency,